In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Steve Newell, welcome to the studio.
Greetings.
Hello.
How's it going?
Fuck up.
Shit.
Now, I just want to follow up on something that happened last week when possibly Hungary, you might have divulged a little bit too much about your the legality or illegality of your viewing habits. Has anyone been in touch? You're right.
I'm an open book. Actually, the SPCA called me today and asked, they were like, hey, I see you support us. And I was like, oh. They were like, yeah, don't you remember supporting us on that thing? I was like, no, I don't at all. And then they were trying to get money out of me. And I said, look, I'm all about it. So apparently at the moment the SPCA has started taking on, they can actually start prosecuting people now, the SPCA, and they're kind of taking the police job, but now they have to call people to get the money to prosecute people, so the government's not paying for it like the government paid for police. And so I actually kind of got to the bottom of that's the real problem with the SPCA at the moment. You don't need my money.
You've already moved the dial from illegally downloading movies of that anecdote.
No worries.
Cool. As a supporter of the SPCA, you'll like a film that's in limited release in cinemas at the moment called Pick of the Litter. It played at the New Zealand International Film Festival, and presumably you've got a positive attitude towards animals. I like watching animals on screen, and
animals are great.
I might have had a bit of a cry because it's the story of five little labs being taught how to be guide dogs. And I saw it at the International Film Festival earlier in the year.
Is it kind of like, that's not my tempo sort of training?
It's like, they're just freaking adorable, but like, they don't all cut it. So it's sort of, there's like a competitive aspect to it, right? Like, you sort of like, the style of the film does make it a bit like a sort of reality TV competition at times. Because you're rooting for each of these dogs to come through, right? And really help someone out.
Do they have an owner each?
Not yet. No. So they're kind of going through
the... It's not like Dance Moms kind of...
No, but you meet the prospective owners. And so there's sort of prospective owners and...
You want a good one, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. But like everyone's an adorable creature of varying degrees of sentience in the film. But yeah, watching it at the film festivals in this room where you just, all these people were just like unbidden, maybe not even realizing they're doing it, just like the odd like, oh, oh, oh. And I made some of those noises myself.
You
can't, Jules, you can't. Just sometimes you're not in control of your reactions to things. That's okay. Just don't talk about your freaking shopping list or anything.
Could always just shoot them a cute, quick little fuck up.
So yeah, Pick of the Litter's a recommendation if you're of the SPCA supporting vibe. I've got a couple of things to recommend for home viewing this weekend because the weather looks pants. But first, just one little quick bit of film news that I saw on Twitter. Someone had retweeted it with the... a film writer had retweeted it with this scintillating piece of criticism, fucking fuck no. And it's the announcement that the Margot Robbie starring film Birds of Prey, which is a spin-off film with her character from Suicide Squad. Is anyone still awake out there? The film was called Birds of Prey, and it now has the full title, Birds of Prey, bracket, and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, close bracket.
That's not real.
Is that real?
Yeah. Yeah.
So skip that one?
Yes, maybe, who knows, probably. Shit title.
Okay.
Yeah, so everyone's going to be staying in this weekend unless they're out camping at the Pharos Festival in the rain and mud, which would be muddy, rainy, acid times. So a couple of Netflix gems that I caught on the weekend just been. Documentary called Shirkers, as in...
Oh, it's a documentary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's it's a funny one. It's a documentary called Shirkers about a movie called Shirkers that was made in 1992 in Singapore by a group of quite young Singaporeans. Predominantly, the maker of this documentary, she wrote the screenplay of the film in 92. Basically, like a bunch of real young kids, well, teenagers, late teens, who'd kind of grown up on shared experiences of culture and underground movies. And in Singapore at the time, like, everything was banned. So kind of virtually everything was smuggled in. You had to smuggle
Singapore's a tight ship.
You had
still.
To smuggle in dubbed VHS tapes and smuggle in audio tapes and things like that. So on the one hand, it's kind of this, it's like a celebration of zine culture and loving underground stuff and sharing it with your mates. Sort of coming of age media story. Then there's a bit of cinema history because they go out and make this film and it's a trailblazing film for Singapore And really, like, for young people to be making a feature film in the early 90s that's kind of a meandering thing that, like, later on she, the ego of the filmmaker comes through a little bit, and she tries to, like, draw comparisons to things like Ghost World, being like, implying that I was there first, I did that stuff first. Maybe. But it takes a swerve when there's an older male film teacher who has all these young kids under his wing. And it's okay, it's not weird, but then it gets a bit weird. And the sort of back half of the film is almost a true crime style situation.
Okay.
No bodies, no one's murdered. But saying much more than that would spoil it. Yeah, it's a really interesting combination of elements. That one.
Okay, the name of the film once again?
Shirkers.
And it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
If that's not your tempo and you like things a bit scarier or gorier, there is a pretty good new Netflix horror called May the Devil Take You. It's from the Indonesian director Timo Tahanto, who also had a Netflix film a couple of months ago that was more of like a OTT kind of like fists and feet and weapons action film. This one's more like occult horror gore. It's got all sorts of scares in it. It's got occult devil scares. It's got things out of focus in the background that slowly come into focus and you like have the jitters scares. It's got second scares, like when there's the first scare and then like a second later there's the second scare comes and you're like, oh, I didn't see that one coming. It's got creatures hanging out in the top corner of the room scares, like camera kind of pans up and there's just like someone hanging out there. It's got hair scares, like scary stuff happening with hair. It's got blood and gut scares.
Sounds very scary.
Good horror. Good horror. The plot, although, you know, really, how much do you really need to know about this? Hinges on a pact with dark demonic forces that creates like a sort of Evil Dead style situation where there's all sorts of heebie-jeebies happening in a house out in the countryside. It's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. A couple of things for the weekend.
Excellent. Are you going down to Ferris?
Yeah, I'm gonna go check that out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a muddy time.
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much, Steve.
Pleasure.
Everyone get out there and watch some cinema.
Yeah, just watch stuff, don't do stuff.
Okay. Cool.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.